This podcast is a production of the Ultimate Christian Podcast Network. Do you want a more intimate walk with God? Are you tired of trying to hear God and hearing only silence? Each week, your host, Felice Skirwitz, is prepared to inspire you and equip you on your journey towards deepening your relationship with God. Listen, hear, and follow the Lord's will in your life, and you will be blessed.
Is there such a thing as agony and victory? Everyone has agonized over something in their lives, yet there is hope. Most of us on this side of heaven have struggled and had trials and tribulations. In this podcast, we discuss agony with a twist, the victory that comes on the other side. Hey friends and welcome. My name is Felice Skirwitz, and today we are celebrating the week coming up before Easter. And it doesn't matter what time of the year you're listening to this podcast, but we know that Jesus died for our sins and he rose after 3 days. And for that, we definitely have victory. You can find today's show notes at afewminuteswithgodpodcast.com, episode 297, Agony and Victory. Jesus wants us to live a life free from agony and strife. He wants us to live a victorious life. But how can we do that when there are so many hardships in our lives and so many of us are down, depression is at an all-time high? How can we hold on to the hope that's bedrock of our faith without caving in and losing hope? We can do this by looking at the scriptures, but also by taking the scriptures into our hearts and applying them to our lives. Jeremiah is one of my favorite prophets in the Bible. I love his steadfast, single-minded focus on the mission at hand. Like most disciples, he left his family and home to pursue the mission of God, what God called him to do. And he did it because he wanted tragedy to be averted. But it wasn't. The people were hardened of hearts and they didn't listen to his warning, the warning from God. There was a movie many years ago made for television on the topic of Jeremiah. In fact, it was called Jeremiah. And the kids and I watched it on DVD. And I remember stopping it often to say to them, look, do you hear that? Did you see that? The same thing is happening today. We have been warned over and over again. And yet, we don't stop and change our lives. In Jeremiah 20, 10 through 13, it says, I hear many whisperings, terror on every side. Denounce him. Let's denounce him. All of my friends are waiting for me to slip, saying, perhaps he will be deceived. Then we will prevail over him and take our revenge on him. But the Lord is with me like a mighty warrior, so my persecutors will stumble and not prevail. They will fail and be thoroughly disgraced. Their dishonor will never be forgotten. Lord Almighty, you who examine the righteousness and probe the heart and mind, let me see your vengeance on them. For to you I have committed my cause. Sing to the Lord, give praise to the Lord. He rescues the life of the needy from the hands of the wicked. Oh my goodness, what a cry from Jeremiah. And how many of us have pretty much said the same thing at some point or another? God is a God of mercy and forgiveness, but he is also a God of righteousness. Jeremiah says, but the Lord is with me like a mighty warrior. So my persecutors will stumble and not prevail. When God sends someone to do his mission, he will equip them and provide for them. Jeremiah's message was not very different from Jonah's message to Nineveh. Repent, repent, repent. Yet while Jonah was not a very good prophet and a reluctant one at best, Jeremiah was obedient and it cost him so much. Jeremiah is said to be a prefigurement or type of Christ in that he was crushed, maligned, rejected, and in anguish, the same as Jesus during his passion, the way of the cross toward the crucifixion. Jesus quotes the words of Jeremiah. Jeremiah 5:12, "Hear this, you foolish and senseless people, who have eyes but do not see, who have ears but do not hear." Jesus said in Mark 8:18, "Do you have eyes but fail to see, and ears but fail to hear? And don't you remember?" Then there's Jeremiah 7:11. "Has this house which bears my name become a den of robbers to you? But I have been watching, declares the Lord." And in Mark 11:17, "And he taught them, saying unto them, Is it not written, My house shall be called of all nations the house of prayer? But you have made it a den of thieves." And then in Luke 19:46, "Saying unto them, It is written, My house is a house of prayer, but you have made it a den of thieves." Why did Jesus quote Jeremiah? Because he too was rejected, despised, maligned, crushed, and in anguish. As Jesus reflected on the words of Jeremiah, he must have heard an echo of what was to come. The amazing thing, as our pastor pointed out during a sermon, is the same people, the Pharisees, scribes, and scholars, who were amazed at 12-year-old Jesus in the temple. They were amazed by his wisdom and comments and answers to the questions. Well, these same people were now ready to get rid of him. These were the same people who wanted to crucify him. The lesson is that out of our suffering, redemptive suffering, for all of us comes victory of the resurrection. Jesus was born, lived a simple life, died on the cross to set us free. We can now rejoice because, as we read in the scriptures, the victory has been won. In 1 Corinthians 15:54, "When the perishable has been clothed with the imperishable, and the mortal with immortality, then the saying that is written will come true: Death has been swallowed up in victory." Friends, the death of Christ, as we know, was not the end. As we head into the last week before Easter, we recall his passion, the events leading up to his crucifixion, but it is what is on the other side that leads us to rejoice. Jesus wants you to be whole. He wants you to be without burdens, yet he wants us to strive for truth and righteousness, to be like him. We can look at the example of his mother Mary. She said, "Do what he tells you," at the wedding feast of Canaan. She pointed to her son, and we too take that clue to abandon ourselves to him. Padre Pio of Petrosina said, "The cross will not crush you if its weight makes you stagger. Its power will also sustain you." Isn't that a beautiful quote? It is such a powerful truth. The crosses in our lives often make us stronger, and we grow through suffering. God abandoned himself for us. Shouldn't we abandon ourselves for him? "But what about you?" he asked. "Who do you say that I am?" In Luke 9, 20-23, after Jesus asked, "Who do you say that I am?" and Peter answers, "The Messiah," Jesus gave him one of his most famous discourses. He predicted his death and gave us a mission in life. Jesus strictly warned them not to tell this to anyone, and he said to them, "The Son of Man must suffer many things and be rejected by the elders, the chief priests, and the teachers of the law. He must be killed and on the third day be raised to life." Then he said to them all, "Whoever wants to be my disciple must deny themselves and take up their cross daily and follow me." Friends, to be disciples and follow, we must pick up our crosses daily. They do not need to be burdens because God is carrying them alongside us. When we agonize in despair, when we are rejected, lonely, and forgotten, remember the one who will never abandon or forget you and cry out to him. When agony comes, remember victory is on the other end. Maybe not how we would like it, but always within the perfect will of God. as we approach Easter, whatever time of the year you're listening to this podcast, let's focus on the task at hand, yes, but rejoice in the Lord and His perfect will for our lives.
Thanks for listening to the podcast, A Few Minutes with God. Please visit Felice on our website, afewminuteswithgod.com, and your podcast page on afewminuteswithgodpodcast.com. There you will find the show notes for today's episode. This podcast is a production of the Ultimate Christian Podcast Network.